Wars Galaxy of Heroes, a podcast about the Star Wars Galaxy of Heroes mobile game. I'm your host, Ednar, and I am all alone tonight. So, as you may or may not have noticed, we did not put out an episode this past Sunday due to real-life issues, Father's Day, all that fun stuff. So, I'm releasing this 2 days late, but I wanted to get a little mini-episode out there, like I've done in the past when we have been able to record. Getting this out the day before I head out to Vegas, so yay. And of course, they have to drop a buttload of stuff. So, I'm going to go through it all, give my opinions. We're going to dive more into it on Sunday when we actually do record. The day I get back from Vegas, well, we've already talked. We're going to make sure we get together and chit-chat. So, a couple of things that they announced. So, Gear 12 and Heroic Raid Reward changes. That's one thing that they are going to... So, with this week's update, they'll be introducing the next two slots of Gear 12. Informally, Gear 12 Plus, so the 4th and 5th slots. And they are exclusive rewards for completing the Heroic Sith Raid. With this will come some changes to the rewards for the Heroic Sith Raid. And mind you, this is only the Heroic tier that it changes. Because of the sensitivity of the Heroic tier and the nature of the rollout of our initial changes to the raid rewards, which were bad, we're going to be especially descriptive around the changes we're making and why we're making them. So these are also not the final changes to rewards and gameplay. We're looking into other small changes to accomplish other goals. So let's get into it. The changes to reward guilds who are focused and collaborative enough to complete the Heroic tier. This reward is our most challenging PvP content to date. Even as we are making changes to the rewards, we want them to remain effective with the effort required. So to trade value for exclusivity. Players will receive 1 to 2 less guaranteed complete Gear 12 pieces in exchange for consistently earning brand new top-end Gear 12 components. We believe this is a very fair trade, as when completed, Gear 12 Plus pieces are some of the most powerful gear we have released and will provide a power boost almost comparable to upgrading from Gear 11 to 12. Specifically, every Heroic tier participant will make progress toward 1 of 6 exclusive pieces of top-end Gear 12 Plus gear every raid. Only players rank 10 or better will still have a chance to receive a complete piece of existing Gear 12 gear. So all participants will still receive pieces of Gear 12 salvage and some non-Gear 12 mystery box as before. So, to reward the effort of top performers while preserving the incentive for lower ranking players to advance, they are reducing the number of reward tiers in order to create clear milestones for all players in the guild to work towards. So first, they are removing reward tiers 31 through 40 and 41 through 50. All players below rank 20 will receive the same tier rewards. I don't get why that wasn't before, but to each their own. Secondly, all players will make progress towards Gear 12 Plus in every raid. Below are the details on how Gear 12 Plus works and how Gear 12 Plus rewards are distributed in each tier. So there are 6 pieces of exclusive gear, component A, 50 salvage, component B. I'm not going to go deep into that. So we'll get to it on Sunday and after we see it. Let's see here. We don't know exactly what the Gear 12 gear is, but I like it. I know they're making it exclusive to Heroic, which I'm fine with. It's better than what it was before. Before they were just like, okay, we're introducing more Heroic exclusive gear. I like that they waited a little bit longer, because now guilds are more up and running with Heroic tier. I still am not a fan of Heroic only pieces to progress in a game where a large majority of your player base is free to play. I've never been a fan of that. I know it will always be around, so they did a decent job of limiting it to some degree. So all you have to do is complete your compost 0, and you'll still work towards Gear 12 Plus pieces. So overall, that's not bad. So what are some other things that are going on? Let's see. Just looking at this. Oh, derpa. The fleet battle table. So we are going to be getting fleet battle tables, finally. So PvE fleet battle tables. Yeah, say that 10 times fast. So ship's PvE table, fleet battles, has finally arrived. Unlock fleet battles at level 60 to start earning ship blueprints, reinforcement materials, and even ship Omega ability materials. So with a new energy dedicated exclusively to ship combat, the Fleet Paddles table is a great place to test out new strategies and collect your favorite Star Wars ships and characters. So it's basically a cantina for ships. I'm interested to see that. I know they remove certain things, but I don't know. I have to see this in action. It could just be another useless ability, a useless table. I mean, is it going to have its own store when you can buy stuff? Are they going to, is it just going to give you more ship currency? So we'll see. Ship Omega ability mats and reinforcement materials is welcome because those are new. So people will enjoy that. But I want to see this in action before I fully judge it because I have not been the biggest proponent of ships. So we did get a new character and reworks. So we did get the Range Trooper. So, from reading on, Cubs Fan Han, he has gotten confirmation. This is the last solo movie character that we will be getting. So, and this is the only dark side one. So, Range Trooper, Dark Empire, Imperial Trooper Support, basically an assist machine, real basic. Deal physical damage to target enemy. This attack deals 30% more damage if Range Trooper is buffed. Troopers are always buffed, so should be good. First special, steady, cooldown 3. Final text, all Empire allies gain protection up for 3 turns. All Imperial Trooper allies recover 30% protection and gain retribution for 3 turns. Then another random ally attacks and Range Trooper assists them. So assist, gain protection. And then his unique, Range Trooper has plus 70% tenacity while he is buffed. There's that awesome tenacity. While Range Trooper is active, Imperial Trooper allies have a 50% plus 50% chance to call another buffed Imperial Trooper ally to assist when they use the ability during their turn, doing 20% less damage. I mean, reading it, you think, oh, okay, that's a lot, but really, is it going to be that much? I don't think so. I think he'll be interesting. I don't think he'll fit into your normal Imperial Trooper team. But like for territory battles, but I think he's going to be a good inclusion on your, phase two. Yeah. I think phase two trooper team, maybe phase three. So you don't have to use Death Trooper, because you want to use Death Trooper for your Chex Mix team. So he'll be a good, inclusion in that with Snow Trooper, Shore Trooper, Veers, and, Stark as a trooper team. Instead of having to have Thrawn in there. So it will be nice there. I'll definitely see. It doesn't look like any Zetas. So it's just a real basic run-of-the-mill character. I'm sure people will find out some wonky things. So that is starting on the 21st. We did get an update that Grandmaster Yoda receives an update to each of his abilities as well as his Zeta ability. They have not released what it is. But it will be revealed tomorrow, June 20th, because Grandmaster Yoda's training event starts on I think that day, and then the Mythic starts on the 23rd. Let's see here. The two additional slots have been added to PvE shipments for non-exclusive Gear 12 pieces. So basically another place to get gear, which is always nice. PvE shipments is always something that, I mean, people basically right now use it for Zetas and nothing else. So it'll be nice to be able to use that. Reinforcement materials removed from Cantina 6A. Understandable. They're going to be putting them on the fleet battle table. So, Young Han Solo and Vandor Chewbacca are now going to be in Chromium Packs and Shipments. Just a regular transition. And then we're going to have all the packs. So the Range Trooper ship ability materials pack. So that is awesome there. So all this stuff is coming out on the 20th, it looks like. So be prepared. We're going to dive deep into this stuff probably on Sunday, where I'm sure we will be getting into arguments, as well as something that we are going to get into arguments about this next server update. This is something I think a lot of people wanted, except if you were actually taking part of it. So this afternoon, this was a few days ago, they did a small server update to reinstate a cap on the maximum number of raids players can perform per week. So they instituted the cap following the AAT raid and updated it with the launch of the Sith raid. The cap recently broke as an indirect consequence of the auto-joining functionality they added. The update will fix the broken cap, which will only impact a very small number of players. So basically, this means you can't jump from guild to guild to do heroic Sith raids, get more treasure shards, and do stuff like that. I think after today it's fixed, you can only do 2 per week. So guild hoppers will no longer be able to claim additional rewards after their second heroic Sith raid. So you can still participate, you just don't get shit for it. So I know there are people who are upset with it. I mean, it's a good change. It's, you don't want people just jumping around or people trying to game the system and stuff like stuff that wasn't intended. So good on them. Let's see here. What else? What else? I don't think there's a whole lot else. I mean, we're obviously going to talk more about all this stuff. I just wanted to get a little something out there. It's weird. One thing I did want to add, it's weird that we're starting to see CLS League starting to come back into the meta. I want to try this out because CLS team, like an old school CLS, Raid Han, Kenobi, Thrawn, R2, is actually decent against Treya. So, yeah, it should be interesting. See how things pan out here soon. We should be getting another Legendary event soon, so who knows what that's about. Knowing that we're not going to get any more characters from Solo, they don't have any other, you know, big things planned right now. So this should be up and running with new, maybe clones, or maybe they're actually going to work on droids, or, you know, something like that coming up soon. So be prepared. Probably in the next few weeks we'll start to get a big character. But until Sunday, everyone, have yourself a wonderful night, and we will talk to you later.